Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
I sat down one evening to figure income tax. I read the regulations and I wrote down all the facts. Before too long, my pencil was just a little nub. My head was aching badly, so I went down to the pub. I called for a pint of Guinness, it had a lovely head. As the barman set it on the bar, he looked at me and said, I know it was $6 the last time you were out, but now it's 6.60 for a pint of Guinness Stout. I asked him what the deal was and why the price was high. Was the publican so greedy he has to wring us dry? He said County Allegheny has decided to tax the drink to bail out public transit, which was teetering on the brink. I thought about the logic of taxing folks who drinks. It seems to me the reasoning is a little out of sync. The only time I take the bus, I'm trying to stay alive, 'cause home is just too far to walk and I'm too drunk to drive. There's a sin tax, a luxury tax, a tax on what we earn, a tax on entertainment, but what really makes me burn is taxing people in the pub who like a drink or two. I guess Dan Honorato is not like me and you. He says it's not an issue that matters much to him. He'd rather bow to pressure than to go out on a limb. Other areas tax the drink, they're in the very same boat. We'll see how much it matters when we all go out and vote. If you think that it's an unfair tax and don't know who to tell, remember the whiskey rebellion started here as well. So think about the tax you pay on every single beer, and then you tell old Danny boy that he's not welcome here. Did Honorato, Honorato, rental tax to boot? I'm surprised that Enterprise hasn't brought a legal suit. If Port Authority wants to last and forever stay alive, I guess they'll just encourage us to rent and drink and drive.
Hey everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 31 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Yeah, brother.
I love that's a great song.
Oh, that's an awesome song, man. Good guy. For those of you that have not heard that song yet or are not local to the Pittsburgh area, the guy that did that song, his name is Terry Griffith. It's the Drink Tax song.
You can find him at www.pittsburghirish.org/Griffith, or you could go to the SIDT website, shouldidrinkthat.com, and we're going to promote the shit out of this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of promoting, Spoon, if anybody's in the Pittsburgh area and wants to go see Terry, he is playing at Mulaney's Harp and Fiddle January 24th from 8 to 12.
That's p.m. Even though some of you guys get up early to drink, just want to let you know that is in the p.m.
And that's at 2329 Penn Avenue in Pittsburgh, PA.
The heart of the Strip District.
If you want to give him a call, ask them about the place. It's 412-642-6622. And I want to thank Terry for giving us permission to play that song on our show.
He got back to us pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. We were excited to have it on. I mean, that's an awesome song.
And I do have to give
gets
credit.
Gets right to the fucking point.
I have to give credit to Pit Girl also from thebergblog.com.
Yeah, Pit Girl.
Because she's the one that originally posted this, and I saw it on there. I'm like, we have to get a hold of this guy. We have to find some way to get this on our show. And Terry replied within minutes, I think it was.
Yeah.
After you had sent him the message.
Yep.
Which is very cool. So
yeah, check out his other songs. He does like medieval shows, or what do you call those? Fairs.
Whatever they are.
Yeah, you know.
Irish songs, too.
Yeah, that's
he's good with stuff like that.
Right.
Because if you haven't heard, the drink tax in Allegheny County is passed. Yeah.
That's whole.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan Honorato. We appreciate that, you asshole.
Yeah, Spoon, you're one of the first of the SIDT crew to feel the crunch anyway.
Yeah, if you go to our site, I have a link. This picture was going around the internet a little bit here of the receipt that I took a picture of. I was at Three Sons Dogs and Suds in Wexford, PA for the Thursday night free beer sampling.
Check them out.
ThreeSonsDogsAndSuds.com. And I looked at it, and I'm talking to Bill. And he goes, you know the new tax is on your receipt. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I hear there's a lot of restaurants and pubs doing this. And this is great.
It actually says Honorato tax, 10%. And here's where we're going to see problems with this thing. Well, besides the fact that I'm paying 10%. So my original bill was like $38, something like that. And I had two 20s on me. I was going to pay in cash.
Right on.
Well, with the Honorato tax, I had to use my charge card, which also will cost Three Sons money because they've got to process the charge.
Right. Visa.
So, Dan, you're sticking it to two people at one time. Good enough for a porno, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, fucking asshole.
County executive extraordinaire. But, hey, we always invite you out to Butler County to come out and drink with SIDT.
Hell yeah, man.
But still support your local guys. Go down and see Scott Smith at East End Brewing and Church Brew Works and all those guys.
All
and
of them,
just
man.
Remember,
yeah.
Don't stiff your waitress or your bartender just because of this drink tax. That's not going to solve it, and that's not making a point.
If you
do that,
you are a cheap douchebag.
That's making
even
you
though
a prick.
The tax does suck. Yeah, the tax does suck.
Well, there was the guys
please at, tip your bartenders and waitresses.
The guys at Fatheads, though, did a really cool thing. I think it was the first week or week, 2 weeks. They covered the tax for all the patrons.
No shit.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. I saw it on the Beer Advocate forums. And then there's word going around that some places are actually splitting it with some of the patrons. So they'll pay $5 and the patrons pay $5. And some people are just saying, fuck you, Dan.
Awesome.
And they're just not charging it. So we'll see what happens with all that. I don't know how they're going to enforce it, but whatever.
Right.
Suck a dick, Dan.
There's a lot of arguments for and against this stupid-ass tax, and I don't know. Should I rant? I shouldn't rant. If I sound a little fucked up to some of you people, I just got over the flu.
The flu bug is going around the burg.
So I'm back in action again, finally drinking. I went a whole week without beer, dude.
Yeah, so you could tell profits were down in the greater Allegheny-Butler County area. It wasn't because of the drink tax. It was because Sick Puppy was homesick.
Sick Puppy was sick.
Literally.
Yeah, it was rough, man. But
that's not the purpose for our show tonight.
Yeah, tonight's show is all about giving, or actually receiving.
Receiving presents. It's about giving. Somebody gave us the beverages. Jeffrey T., the extraordinaire that he is from The Good Beer Show, goodbeershow.com, sent us beer. Well, of course you would send us beer. What else would you send us?
Of course. The first two we're going to do are from Jeffrey T. And we have a third beer this evening that's from Dude. At BigFoamyHead.com.
The Rick and Dick.
Yeah.
Tiki Tembo Show.
Rick and Dick.
The Rick and Dick.
Both great podcasts. Check them out. GoodBeerShow.com and BigFoamyHead.com. Good friends.
So, yeah, we've got some tasty beverages. So we have three. We might do another one. We'll just see how it goes. We decided that since it was...
Yeah, you know that story.
Yeah,
we'll
Saturday night.
Another one.
It was Saturday night. We said, you know what? We need to get some after-show beverages. So we decided to go out and pick up a variety pack. So we'll see if we end up hitting one of those.
Yeah, we may do that.
We will.
Well, we may record that.
We're not going to lie to you.
Right.
We're going to drink. That's what we're here for.
So let's get to the beers, man. What do you say?
Absolutely. I've been waiting to try this one. I've heard the stories.
I know. I've been looking forward to this too, man.
And for once, we have Rate Beer and Beer Advocate saying that this is the best fucking beer out there.
Yeah, they're both pretty high score. One's 100, isn't it?
100. Great beer. And it's an A with Beer Advocate.
Not an A plus?
It's an A.
Hmm.
Beer Advocate overall is an A. The Brothers give it an A minus.
Well, Beer Advocate just kind of changed up their rating system. They used to do it by the numbers, but now they're doing a like an A to F grading scale. Do you want to explain that, Spoon?
It's based on, you could think of it as you're back in grade school or high school trying to figure out your grades there.
Yeah.
That's the best way.
Trying to change them, you mean?
If it's anything from a 4 or above, it's going to be an A, you know, 3 or above, or sorry, 3.26 or up is a B. You get the idea. It's the best rating out of 5, so.
Right on, man. Right on.
I'm not doing the math for you guys. Yeah, subscribe to Beer Advocate.
Or even look it up on their website. They explain the whole changeover, so we're not going to get into that.
No.
Because you want to hear about the beer, yeah, don't you?
You don't give a shit about the ratings and anything else.
All right.
You're here to make your own opinion.
So the first one we have up tonight is Three Floyds Dreadnought Imperial IPA. One pint, 6 fluid ounces. Hey, I actually said pint this time. One pint, 6 fluid ounces, which, you know, to you math idiots, that's 22 ounces. And the Dreadnought's a massive American pale ale brewed with the finest American bittering and aromatic hops. Original IPAs were brewed to last a long journey from London to India, Their Imperial IPA is brewed to last the voyage around the globe and back again. The slight haze in the bottle is from bottle conditioning, where yeast is added to the bottle for a secondary fermentation.
Now, the first thing you might be thinking is, they're drinking Three Floyds again. Episode 28 with Met Up with a Gambler, we got Three Floyds. So if you haven't figured out the trend yet, people like to send us Three Floyds, and so far we've loved drinking them.
And please continue, because this is a beer that's not available in this area yet.
Yeah.
So there probably won't be for a long time, if at all.
Yeah, that upsets
and
me.
And they're stellar beer. They're killer, man. Let's crack this puppy open. What do you say?
Okay, puppy.
Well, not this puppy.
Yeah, puppy.
This beer.
Give me a hammer. I'll crack your skull open.
Dude, when I was sick, man, I would have welcomed that. It was pain.
That actually looks like a gumball head label. Or not label, the cap on it.
Yeah, I think all the caps are the same. Again, funky artwork from Three Floyds. Again, forgive me, I'm getting over the flu, so I can't talk worth a shit tonight.
What are you, Noah here with the ark?
Yeah, fucking egg. All right, I'm going to pour mine. Fuck you. Oh, that looks delicious.
Oh, that does look good. Make sure you save enough for me this time.
Dude, it's a bomber bottle. Relax. My glass ain't that big.
Yeah, but you might start drinking first and then go, oh, hey, that's right. I got somebody else to share this with. Oh, that looks...
There's virtually no head on this at all.
Oh, that looks beautiful.
So,
look at that. Wow.
This is basically a hop lover's dream. Mango and peach aromas with a crisp citrus finish, it's been described. So we'll see if I agree with that.
All right.
You're cheers, ready? Brother.
First beer of the evening.
Yep.
Cheers.
Hope I can taste these beers after the flu.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is fruity. Oh,
that's very fruity.
Wow.
It made my voice go up a little bit there.
I get the mango and peach.
Hmm.
And there's definitely a citrus finish to it. Again, it's not overly fruity, but
it's good. It's definitely a good beer. I like this, but
that's excellent.
I don't know if I'd give it this high of a rating, though.
Yeah,
I'm not agreeing with the high rating on this.
I think Three Floyds has a lot to do with that rating.
Yeah, I'd put this probably. I'd put it definitely in the B levels. If I'm going by,
I mean,
low B, high C.
It's a delicious beer, don't get me wrong, but I'm not screaming over this one at all.
It does still have like the nice hops, like aftertaste.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely working for me. It's just,
don't take that comment in a bad way. It's a great beer.
I don't see why this is rated so as high as it is, but like you said, it's probably because of the Three Floyds name.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, we don't know what Jeffrey T did to this beer before we got it. He might have purposely put it out in the sunlight just to fuck with us.
Very good. Oh. It's kind of surprised there's no head to this beer at all.
This is really good. I like this, though. I like it, but I think the hype behind it might be a little bit much.
Well, would you, if we could buy it, would you buy it again? I would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't think I'd do it on a regular basis.
No, this is something I would treat myself to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
It's It's one of those beers.
Yeah, that's not too bad. And I don't hate it, so we don't chug it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those nights.
Yeah, we'll see what we have to chug tonight. Hopefully nothing.
Oh, hey, before I forget, too, one thing I definitely wanted to bring up for everybody is we are at a new brew shop. Beer supply store.
Man,
beer and wine, I guess.
Everybody knows Sick Puppy's brewing again and got the shouldibrewthat.com finally fired up. So,
well, we were at the Porterhouse Brew Shop. Which is just outside of Cranberry. It's between.
It's on the other side of Zeelinople. It's Portersville, PA.
I'm still learning all the little areas out here.
Yeah, it's a real small little town.
But you can visit them at porterhousebrewshop.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 4. And we went in there on New Year's Eve because I had to get out of the house. we both had to get out of his house.
Well, Sick Puppy doesn't go out for New Year's Eve because it's amateur night and I hate it. So I'm sitting at home thinking,
who else would be home right now?
I'm fucking brewing beer tonight, goddammit. Nothing better to do.
So yeah, we went to this place, and Porterville isn't very big. It's not very big at all.
It's one of them you blink and you miss it kind of a town. Yeah.
Which
kind of
surprised me that it was...
It's quaint.
That he opened it there, but also, it's a perfect location. It's right off of 19. Yeah.
Low rent, I assume, too, compared to here.
So we go in there, and we talk to the owner, and he's a great guy. We're hanging out.
Yeah, that whole family that works here is awesome. They're awesome people.
And then he goes, do you want some beer?
Yes, we do.
We're going to say no to you.
Yeah.
So he cracks open some of the homebrew that he made. So we're sitting there chilling.
It was a Yingling clone, I believe.
And then he's telling us how, he's only been open for 2 or 3 months. And Sick Puppy found him, was it on one of the forums? It was on one of the map sites.
No, I actually found it I was on the BYO website, the Brew Your Own magazine website. And then they have... local listings for all the brew shops in your area, and I check it frequently, and lo and behold, there they were.
It was a good thing you checked it this time.
Yeah, no doubt.
But it was a very cool shop. Like, we went in there, and he explained
everything. It's set up real, real well.
And then there's me, I haven't homebrewed yet. Sick Puppy's getting me into it. And after talking to this guy, I was sold on it. I'm absolutely going to do this now.
Oh, dude, you'll be geeked out. You'll be addicted, trust me.
It was great because he said, is there something you need? I'll get it for you.
Right, yeah.
And that you don't usually hear from too many places. Well, those guys down at Country Wines, they do a lot
of
help.
Yeah, they're good people too. Yeah.
But this guy, he was more than helpful with us. Like he said, whatever you need, just let me know. If I can get it, you'll get it. He's going to be having some classes coming up soon.
Right, the end of this month. I'm not sure the date. We'll post that later.
I believe it's the 25th.
Yeah, we'll post that later for the local folks. So,
it's definitely a cool place. Go check it out. He does have some really kick-ass coffee there. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I love the smell of it.
Yeah, and I was even talking to him about the hop shortage going on. And this is how bad it's getting, dude, at least in our area.
How's that?
His hop supplier said he put him on hops probation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He can get the only amount he's allowed to get per week is 10 ounces a week.
I take it that's not a lot.
That's nothing, dude. Yeah, it sucks.
Wow. Even like hops probation, that's something
new. Hops probation, yeah.
You should get a certificate for something like that.
Country Wines and all the other homebrew shops, at least around the Pittsburgh area, the hops are scarce. Can't buy them by the pound anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
And
when I'm trying to get into homebrewing.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Not that figure.
Sick Puppy will hook you up with that.
Yeah, you know what? The stuff that you have growing in your backyard, I don't think is meant for beer. Little green cones.
Wow. It's the relative of hops.
But yeah, this was a very cool place, so if you get a chance, go check it out. Stop by, tell him, should I drink that sent you? And I'd say that he'll give you a discount, so pick up one of the cards that's laying right by the register, and you get,
10%
off.
Yep.
And I did buy something while I was there. I picked up that book. Joy of Homebrewing.
Charlie Papazian.
So I picked that up, and that's been sitting by my nightstand since I picked it up, and I'm probably
new Bible, isn't it?
It is. I'm like halfway through the book. Granted, I don't understand some of that because I haven't brewed yet, but it makes it extremely easy to understand everything.
Yeah, it's a great book, especially if you're just getting into it. And if you've been brewing for a while, I'd like to recommend another book. It's Dave Miller's Homebrewing Guide, Everything You Need to Know to Make Great-Tasting Beer. It's a little heavy for a beginning homebrewer, but it's still a good read. If you do the Joy of Homebrewing, I highly recommend this as your second book. It's Dave Miller's homebrewing guide. Excellent information in there. Good stuff, people. Good stuff. All right, man. So,
I like.
Are we done with the dreadnought? Is there any left in the fucking bottle?
No, actually, that poured out perfectly between our two glasses.
I got the spit at the end. We'll get the yeast at the bottom of the bottle there. And just to start off your homebrewing adventure, Spoon,
yes.
I'll give you this empty bottle just for you.
That's exactly yours. What I need with my car when I'm pulled over tonight.
Yeah, take that home.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
I love bottling in the 22-ouncers because if anything sucks about homebrewing, it's bottling. It's a pain in the ass. If you have a lot of beer, that is. But don't let that discourage the new homebrewer. You'll love it at first, but once you start to get into it, after a while, you'll be like, fuck, I got a bottle.
So I went to go see a movie today.
Which movie might that be?
I went to go see National Treasure 2.
How was it?
The movie itself wasn't bad. If you're a fan of the first one, this one was good. It's right along the lines of the first movie where there's all these clues and they have to go hunting for it, all that shit. But
right.
And they left it wide open for, you know, a third movie, which that'd be cool. The little sidekick there gets shit on again, which that just seems to be, you know, the mantra for the show is, or for the movie is, little dweeby assistant gets the shit kicked out of him and gets shit on the whole time, and he has like two good ideas and whatever. But that's not why I wanted to bring this up.
Why, dude?
I can't stand movie experiences anymore.
Yeah, I don't go to movie theaters, man.
Well, my wife and I
permanently borrow them off the internet when I get a chance.
Well, we purposely make it a point now that once a month we're going to do like a date night so that we can just get out of the house.
Aww.
Yeah, bite me. Sister Lushy and I will go out to dinner. We'll go see a movie or whatever. So we did dinner last night, and we decided to catch a matinee today. And we go to the theaters out in Cranberry. First of all, it's balls-ass cold in there. I don't know why,
nice.
But it's extremely cold. They're probably like 50 degrees Fahrenheit for you Canadians. So it's, you know, it's really freaking cold. I'm looking around, and there's nobody in here really. It was like 5 minutes before the movie started. I look over, and there's this old lady in a wheelchair covered up, like bundled up, and her daughter or whatever brought her to see this movie. The whole time, she's hacking. She's got snot just like... She's doing that. She's coughing. It's just, it's a nightmare.
That
sucks. So we let it go. The theater finally filled up and everything. Well, here's what pisses me off. There was 30 minutes of commercials, previews, and a cartoon.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous, dude.
Cartoon was kind of funny. It was a Disney cartoon.
Yeah, but
basically
whatever.
Mocking the home theater system. Whatever. I'm fine with that. But there was 25 minutes of commercials.
Yep.
What the hell happened here? You know, I was fine before when there was like 10 minutes of preview, shit like that.
Right.
I'm cool with that.
Yep.
But there's commercials now. That's uncalled for a movie. I'm not paying to see commercials.
Exactly, dude.
The cool thing about the theater, though, is everything's digital now.
Right.
They're using the whole Texas Instruments, it was a DLP or whatever.
Yeah.
They're using all that in the theaters, which made it a very cool experience to see a movie, especially for a matinee. But Jesus Christ. Dude, there were so many commercials. It pissed me off. I looked at my cell phone. It's like, Lush, we've been here for a half hour already watching commercials. It's not like we DVR'd it and we could fast forward. We're stuck here watching.
Yeah, right on. That's why I like to watch that shit at home. It's like, skip all the crap.
There's absolutely no reason for it. And then the previews that they showed sucked.
Yeah.
Well, there's one good movie coming up with Martin Lawrence. He's like this big executive guy. Goes back to his little town, whatever. That looked cool. But everything else sucked.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't believe I'm being subjected to watching cartoons now.
Right.
And all commercials and everything. So here's my point. If you're going to go to a movie, go a half hour late.
Yeah, skip all that crap.
You'll still get a good seat. Well, there's a chance you'll get a good seat. But you have a half
hour.
Sitting
in that front row with your neck snapped.
For a half hour of commercials. It's getting fucking out of hand.
Yeah. I was never a big fan of the theater experience myself.
And then the top everything off, too, we get to the park. We pull into the parking lot. It was the 1 p.m. showing today. So we're thinking there might be some families there, whatever. Traffic wasn't very heavy. There was one spot that I saw it from a distance. I'm like, oh, cool. I could get like front row seating. I pull up. There's a fucking van taking two spots. He is pulled directly in the middle of two parking spots.
That's fucked up because you usually see that like the outside of the parking lot. You know, the very
the far
outer
end.
Edge. Yeah.
This guy took the front two spots parked directly in the middle of the line.
And was it even like a nice van?
Oh, no. No, this was like 18 black. So, well, I should say it's 18 black, but it looked like an 18 van, I guess I should say. I have a picture of it on my camera phone. It was actually, I think, silver. But the point is, it was a piece of shit van.
Yeah, well,
it was
parked in the middle. Two spots.
Now, if it would have been a handicap spot, I would have been really pissed off and probably just flattened the fucking tires.
Nice.
That shit pisses me off. The consideration in general for drivers today.
So tell me how you really feel, Spoon.
It's fucking asinine. There was this guy driving on.
You're ranting for once, I'm ranting. Not.
I've got an issue with the people that drive the delivery trucks from Sears.
What the fuck?
I'm coming from downtown Pittsburgh, driving back out to Cranberry. And there's this Sears delivery truck in front of me. It was in the morning. I'm like, all right, whatever. He was in the left-hand lane, and he had his left-hand turn signal on. So I'm thinking he just left it on. He makes a right-hand turn, like goes over to the right lane, almost clips this other car. Then he's swerving. Then he's driving in the middle.
Nice.
This was like watching a drunk driver in a truck, the worst thing you could possibly have.
While working.
Yeah. So I'm watching this guy. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So I get closer. I'm like right behind the guy. And I was like, hey, the phone number for How Am I Driving is on there. And his
1-800 eat shit.
So I pull out my cell phone. I'm like, I'm going to call Sears right now and tell them about this asshole.
Oh, no way, you didn't.
I'm getting ready to dial it, and I realize they're probably going to call ahead to this guy and ask him and realize I'm right behind him. I'm a dead man.
Nah, they probably wouldn't do that shit.
Other companies I've called to bitch about people driving their trucks like this have called ahead to those trucks and say, what the hell's going on? It's like last summer when I saw the truck that had the H missing in Pittsburgh when I was going down to West Virginia.
You called about that?
Yeah, I called and said,
that's funny.
I said, just so you guys know, your truck doesn't have an H in Pittsburgh and you're a local company. They called the guy ahead because he saw us as we went by and he's like waving to us. So I'm thinking this guy is drunk and he's probably going to get out and beat the shit out of me if he doesn't run my car over. Cause it's like a Mack truck delivery truck. Ah!
Fucking A.
And then I was down. I got another one. I was downtown. I'm coming in on the Parkway North, going in Veterans Bridge. And as I'm coming across 6th Avenue, for those of you familiar with Pittsburgh, you can either go straight or kind of veers off to the left. And then there's another little side lane that you can
right
slip
on.
Into.
Yep.
Well, this bitch, that's the best way to put it, in an SUV, hauls ass up, puts on her turning signal, blocks traffic for 3 lights because she wanted to speed ahead of traffic and cut over.
I bet she was lost.
I have a picture of her also.
the only thing that really pisses me off, I mean, my biggest pet peeve about traffic and drivers is when some asshole fucking pulls out in front of you and there's nobody behind me for miles, right? They go 20 feet down the fucking road and pull off.
Oh, God.
I want to follow them.
Kill them.
Rape them, kill them, bury them, etc.
Well, there's another instance, too.
No fucking call for that, dude.
Parkway North, when you're going towards Cranberry, there's these huge signs that say, lane ends. 2,000 feet, 1,500 feet, 1,000 feet. People, for some unknown reason, will speed up and then force themselves in to merge with you. If you don't let them in, they give you the finger.
Yeah, exactly.
That I can't understand. And then I remembered something that my brother told me when I first moved to Pittsburgh. He says, go ahead and always do that because somebody's always going to let you in.
Not always, because I won't.
Yeah,
I'm that dickhead that don't move.
I don't let them in either. So I'm just thinking the mentality of these drivers, well, you got to let me in. And it's always that asshole in either a Beamer, a fucking Volvo, or an SUV, or one of those big-ass Escalades that just say, oh, I'm just going to fucking
right
run
on,
this
man.
Guy.
Dude, when I'm on 79 or some major highway and somebody's tailgating my ass, I will get into the passing lane, pull it right up to the car in the right lane.
Yes,
and
I do that
stay
too.
There.
I do that same thing.
For miles upon miles.
Well,
they're honking horns, giving fingers. Fuck you, asshole.
There was some justice to all of this, though. The last time that it's almost always the same person, too, that we see. This guy did it to us, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. There's a state cop sitting up at the split and nailed him.
Sweet.
Pulled his ass over. So thank you, Mr. State Cop. I hate driving around here. I'm tolerant to
anyway,
a lot of stuff.
I mean,
but
I can't bitch too much because I sometimes am that asshole driver.
I always signal when I turn. I try to make it a point to be a courteous driver.
Right.
But there's these assholes that think just because they have an SUV, they can do whatever they want. And then my final rant today. I have nothing against smokers. You want to do it? That's perfectly fine. I have an issue if you're driving an SUV with your windows rolled up and you have a kid in the baby seat behind you and you're just chugging down a smoke.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I smoke and that's wrong.
And the windows are all rolled up and this lady's gabbing on a cell phone, smoking a cigarette, adjusting her MP3 player on the dash and trying to drive.
Wow.
Oh!
Yeah, that's fucked
up. I wanted
to
get out of the car and just start wailing on this truck. But I do not condone violence.
Yeah, people suck.
Road rage is not a good thing.
All right.
And it was right close to the police station, too, so, you know, it's the cops would have been there in, like, 2 seconds flat.
Yeah.
It's probably one of their wives or something, seeing how big the fucking SUV was.
Okay, ran over?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. For once, it's a spoon rant, not a sick puppy rant.
Ugh! It's a good thing Leshy's not here. She could go on for hours about that. The fucking people up in the Hill District.
All right, I'm ready for this next beer, dude. How about you?
Do it. Damn, I'm pissed.
Beer number two. This will chill you out. Beer number two for the evening. Another Three Floyds offering from Jeffrey T. from the Good Beer Show. Brew Dew from Three Floyds. It's a harvest ale. There's not shit on the internet or their website about this beer, so I'm not really sure what's up with that.
So is it really from them, or did Jeffrey T. just brew this in his bathtub and
bottle
it?
It's definitely from them, man. We got the Three Floyds funky artwork on it. And by the way, the label designs are randymosherdesign.com if you want to check them out. But the Brew Dew Harvest Ale is it's a seasonal ale. That's probably why it's not up there anywhere. But it glorifies American hops. Brew Dew is brewed using fresh green wet hops picked right from the vine and put into their beer vats. From vine to brew house in one day. So this should be pretty delicious, man.
Do you want to translate that for our Spanish listeners?
No. Fuck them. Unless you want to be the courteous one and go.
That's the other thing, too. I bought an MP3 player today.
Oh, rant
and
number
you know
two.
What? The goddamn instructions are in English, French, Spanish, and like Swahili.
Yeah.
Oh! It is a cool MP3 player, though. I'm happy.
Bastards. All right, I'm cracking this fucker.
Why is it that I have more anger in me tonight than you usually do?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Well, it's probably because I'm getting over the flu and I'm all mellow and shit.
And I haven't drank in a while, so.
I don't have the energy to bitch.
Oh, I have
just
energy
drink
to bitch. All right, so
I'm trying to make up for lost time, dude. Using the official SIDT butt plug / bottle opener from your friendly IKEA.
We really need to invest in a box of these things and just sell them.
Yeah, like we'll sign logos on the fucking.
We'll
top
sign them with those like silver Sharpies so they can see our signatures on it.
I'll put them in my ass. They'll be special.
Although some people might try to use that to cash checks.
Wow, here, dude, pull your own.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's fine.
Yeah, you can have that empty bottle too.
You were such a generous person. Let me tell you,
that just means I don't have to fucking throw it out. Not much head retention on this one either, my friend.
Which is surprising. There's still a little bit left on the bottom there, but
okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, you could fit that in your glass. Ooh.
And it's empty.
Dude, it smells like feet.
It smells like feet?
Ah!
It smells like hops. And
smells
malt.
Like feet.
It smells like hops. That's pure hops.
It smells like feet to me.
You start homebrewing, dude. You'll know.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right. Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
What? Yep, for a second. I got a challenge for you.
What's that?
Just talk away. I'll be right back.
So if any,
something, anything, I don't care.
So if our listeners are, or any of you guys are one of those asshole drivers that cut me off on the parkway, yeah, I'm coming for you. I'm gunning for you. I'm going to take pictures. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm starting something on one of my other sites where I'm going to start taking pictures of people that don't know how to park and assholes that cut me off in public. Holy shit, is that weed?
No, that's not weed.
Dude, that looks like weed. Wow.
Smell your beer for
I
me.
Haven't
take a big inhale of your beer.
I haven't seen a bag like that since college.
It does have that same kind of look to it. But...
Or since I dated the hippie.
All right, take a big whiff of that beer, Spoon.
Wait, hold on. Okay, here we go.
Big whiff. Smell that.
Okay.
What you call feet. Now smell what's in this bag. And it's not pot, people, so relax. Smell familiar?
It's Chinook. Exactly. Is that what it is? Is that Chinook?
It's a half ounce of Chinook.
That doesn't smell like my beer.
I think it does. That's why I wanted to
wow
give you that comparison, man. Straight hops out of the bag.
Looks like little...
I got that same effervescence from the beer.
Yeah, but see, that looks like little pellets that came out of a bunny's ass.
Like, it's rabbit shit.
Yeah.
Hot pellets look like rabbit
shit,
people.
Hold on. Let me...
smells the same to me. I wonder if they even use Chinook.
Well, I don't get that, though.
So I do.
I get
homebrew for a while. You might pick up on that.
I get feet. So, anyways.
That's hops, baby. Cheers.
Cheers.
At least it doesn't smell like celery. See if it tastes like celery.
Ooh.
Oh, that's fucking delicious.
Wow.
Oh.
I get the hops in that now.
Yeah, baby.
Wow. Oh, dude. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Ooh.
Brewdew Harvest Ale. I like this better than the Dreadnought.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic.
Yeah, the hop profile on this is phenomenal, man.
Oh.
It's so good.
Wow, that's a unique taste.
And I must say, about the label, there's one of them little trolls on it.
The good luck troll.
The good luck troll.
That all those crazy old women have at bingo games.
But his hair is made from hop plants. It's killer.
But see, here's what surprises me with it. It's only 5.5%.
Oh, yeah. We didn't actually say the alcohol content of the Dreadnought, did we?
That was 9.5.
Was it?
Yeah, 9.5. It was surprisingly, that one was 100 IBUs. I didn't get
I don't know what the IBUs are in the brew do, but
this is,
they got to be pretty high.
This is really good.
Oh, this is excellent. If anybody out there can get their hands on some brew do from Three Boys Harvest Ale.
Oh, I'm getting
it's awesome.
I'm getting like a mango to it.
Are you? I got that from the first one.
Not from the aroma, but from drinking, I'm getting like a...
I like its hops.
I'm getting like the front end of that's giving me some mango to it now. Each time I drink this,
I'm getting
something different to it, which is very cool. Because if you can get a different experience each time that you're drinking a beer like this.
So that's another good thing about these super hopped up beers, man. Even when you're sick, you still got flavor because it's so overwhelming. If you don't
like
super
really
hoppy
good.
Beers, you probably won't like this beer. But
and the only
this
reason,
is awesome.
The only reason why I can say mango is because I actually had one recently, so that's... still fresh in my mind.
You just put a visual in my head of that freak
mango.
From Saturday Night Live.
Chris Kattan. Yeah. He was mango.
Mango.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Wow, Jeffrey T., thank you, man. That's very
good. Fuck off, Jeffrey T. Send us more.
You know what? in honor of Jeffrey T., he always does the clink and drink, so we're going to do the clunk and drunk.
Clunk and drunk, Jeffrey T. Cheers, brother.
This is good. Good job, dude.
Yeah, awesome, man. Brewdew Harvest Ale.
Oh, man.
Fuck. This is the bad part about getting beers
if
in the
Snapple
mail.
If Snapple was a beer with hops.
This is bad part about getting the beer sent to us that we can't get around here.
Oh, man, is that good.
Fuck, I want more.
We're going to have to make a road trip or something. We'll have to talk to these guys to get all of us, get a bunch of people from Beer Safari
Dude,
together.
If we take a road trip to Three Floyds, we're getting a U-Haul.
We'll have to go see Trav.
No doubt.
I think that would be like the best place for Beer Safari to get beersafari.com. It's a jungle of beer out there.
That'd nice be, plug, yeah. dude. Way that, to slide that right in there.
Yeah, I try. That I think that would be a great place for all of us to get together.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm up for it.
Although I don't know if Clark and the guys from Dude Night would be able to find, you know, the middle of America.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really on a map for him.
It's no man's land to them fuckers.
Wow, I really dig that, though.
The aroma of this is fucking... awesome, man.
Beer Advocate gives it an A, and Rate Beer gives it a 99.
So still not used to hearing that grading scale from, yeah, it's an A.
But, you know, it's,
what,
I
what
like
did
it
you
though.
Say Rate Beer was again?
99. I agree
Close
with
enough,
it.
Close enough,
yeah. It's, I agree with it. I think this is really good.
I like this a lot better than the Dreadnought. Not to say the Dreadnought was bad. I like the Dreadnought a lot.
But. I think this would be good with a Gorgonzola or a Pepper Jack Sharp.
Shut up.
Sharp Blue.
Fucking... beer food or, snob.
It'd be good with some poultry.
Dude, if I want to eat fucking Oreos with this, I'm doing it. Fuck them food pairings.
I think Oreos would be foul with this. Now, if we
I was
had,
just making a point.
Now, if we had the Southern Tier chocolate.
That should be for a future show, actually. We should do a Southern Tier
I think
tier
we should
show.
Go up there.
Yes.
Yeah, because then we can invade all those guys over at the Brew Erie.
Brew Erie.
You can see Chris and everybody up there.
BrewErie.com.
Mm. Oh, that's really good. Well, you know, if we go up there, then we have to take Dom with us and OJ.
Yeah. fun guys to party with.
Dude, we should just get a van. Get a van, beat the shit out of it. Like what we talked about doing with the Wrestling Mayhem guys.
We should get an SIDT van.
Yeah, we'll get an old beat-up van, beat the shit out of it, spray paint our logos and everything on it, have people sign it, and we'll just fucking drive.
We have roadies for our equipment. We'd be like a band, man.
Well, that's what the Mayhem guys are for.
Yeah.
As Sorg listens right now and goes, motherfucker.
Sorg, you're my roadie, bitch.
WrestlingMayhemShow.com. I don't care what people say. Jeffrey T pimps a lot, but we get those plugs
in.
I
love the pimping, man.
We get those plugs in for everybody.
Killer, man. It's all about sharing the wealth.
That's really good.
Yeah, I'm almost done with mine. I want more.
It's making me smile.
Smile. Spoon smiles.
Oh.
Nice purge.
Thanks. This is really good.
Yeah, if you're not used to like large hop profiles, I don't know about anybody else, but it does make me burp.
Well, we're both hop heads, so of course we love shit like this.
Oh, dude, the aroma of this is unbelievable.
If you could bottle it and make it a cologne, you might get man candy.
Drunk by Fabergé.
Drunk by SIDT.
Dude, SIDT cologne, we got to fucking figure that out.
It'd probably smell like stale cigarettes, urine.
But you know me, dude. I'd go get some fox urine that they use for hunting and just put an SIDT cologne label on it and tell everybody how great it is.
I can think of a couple shows that I would send that to.
That would be funny as hell.
I wouldn't make them drink
reeks.
It. Yes, it does.
Well, not technically shit. It's urine, but you know.
I think they understand what's going on.
It's a horrific smell.
That's a really good beer. I like that.
Yeah, favorite so far. Number two is better than number one, but they're both delicious.
Makes me show off that smile I got from all those years of wearing braces.
Wow.
See, Mom? It paid off.
Yeah, my parents were so pissed off. They spent thousands on my braces as a ute. Then I proceeded to get my ass beat. And the guy punched out like fucking three of my front teeth. That didn't go over well.
Not that it should surprise any of our listeners.
And not that I didn't deserve it.
You got punched in the face.
That was when I was younger and way more of an asshole than I am now. If you can believe that.
Mm. That's a really good beer, though. I like that.
I just want to sniff this shit for hours.
It makes me want to listen to some more Terry Griffith. You
want to hear it again?
No, that's okay.
All right.
I don't think I do, but I don't think our listeners want to.
Right. Yeah, twice. If you do want to hear it again, just fucking rewind this.
Go back to the beginning.
So if you haven't noticed by now, we really love this beer.
You know what we need? We need to make a CD of SIDT drinking songs.
With us singing?
Not necessarily. No. But we could have like a collection.
You know what?
Of like Terry,
if you're listening to this,
let's
sing a song,
man.
Of SIDT.
Yeah,
man.
There you go, Terry. We need a song.
We just gave you a challenge, my friend.
Make a song for us, dude.
You know, watch a few shows, get the gist of what we're about, or don't, and write a song about it.
Or better yet, listen to a few shows.
Oh, we do both. But, yeah.
You can watch our videos.
Watch our videos, listen to shows.
I think that would be a cool idea. Terry, yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's awesome. Make or any other song. Pittsburgh musicians are listening right now.
Or not even Pittsburgh.
Or anywhere, yeah. Make we are song. Global. I keep forgetting that. So, you know, somebody in Russia.
We're global.
Romania. Yeah. Wants to write a song about us. It doesn't even have to be flattering. You could like drip us apart. I'm okay with that.
You guys are beginners. My show's more worldwide.
Worldwide. You know, a lot of podcasts, and probably including us, use that worldwide listeners term a bit loose. Dude, we got like one download from Australia. We're worldwide.
We have more than one download from Australia because we've got Rumba.
Rumba.
Rumbar's down there downloading all of our shows.
Atta boy.
And, well, there's a few others. There's actually, I saw, I think, four different locations in
Keep
Australia.
Keep listening, you Sailor Jerry deprived motherfucker.
Poor guy. I was actually talking to some dude online who's from Australia, and I mentioned Sailor Jerry, and he was bitching he couldn't get it. I said,
paying for the shipping.
Yeah, I said, you don't want to know how much it cost.
Well, it was like $180, including the price of the bottle, wasn't it?
I don't know. We could call Groucho and
for those
out.
Of you guys that don't know, a while back, our good buddy Rumbar from Australia, a bunch of our podcasters got together, and Sailor Jerry is the drink of choice amongst our friends.
You see shit.
Yeah.
And it's rum.
I hate it.
It kicks
whatever.
The shit out of Captain... I can say this because I'm a rum drinker,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
It kicks the shit out of
I'm
Captain
a beer
Morgan's.
Whiskey guy, so, you know, it's kind of out for me.
But. Spend the extra dollar or two and get Sailor Jerry. We can thank the real happy hour people for getting us into that one.
Yeah, you know, we all pitched in, and since he couldn't get it down in Australia, and he always heard everybody drinking it and
we figured, what
talking
the hell?
About it.
Let's ship him some.
We shipped him a fucking bottle. So I think it was like $180.
Yeah, we could thank Groucho for pulling all that together. Groucho and Chud from over at thebeerreport.com.
If you want to check it out, I actually think the link is still up on his website somewhere.
He sent a bottle that was not meant for consumption.
Right,
it was a collectible.
Yeah, it was just a label and stuff. There was like water and stuff in it.
Oh, speaking of collectibles, I had told Sick Puppy about this. I sent him pictures.
What collectible did I give you today?
I didn't get anything from you.
Bastard.
I'm going to get that in a second. I want to say this while it's still fresh in my head.
All right. I was just looking at it, so it reminded me of it. That's all.
I'll get that here in a sec. Over Christmas break, I had about 2.5 weeks off. Of course.
You lucky motherfucker,
I didn't get shit done. You know why? Now, all the married guys can relate to
lucky.
This. Yeah, can relate to this. There's your list of stuff you want to get done, and then there's the wife's list of stuff that will get done.
Yeah, that's priority number one.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
My list, I think I got maybe one thing marked off on that. Which, whatever, that happens.
Studio B, is that the one?
Yeah, Studio B. Well, I started working on that, but that's a different story. So something came up, and we had to split up the holiday. So we celebrated Christmas at my house with
my
family.
Right, yeah, the family.
And then we had to go out of town for my wife's family, for the in-laws. And while we're there, this is Central PA, and there's not much there, really.
Dude, I got Yeezys on the bottom of my glass. Jesus. I love that.
When it comes to, like... places to go to. I mean, it's middle of Pennsylvania. It's a small town, but I mean, they have a lot there. Your typical, you know, mall, stuff like that. So I'm walking around and there's this place that's going out of business.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
yeah,
so I go in there and I'm looking around and I'm like, holy shit, this is a freaking gold mine.
You did say there was one around us, right?
There isn't one around us, but you can buy this online because the whole business is going out.
Cool.
I think it is. Well, we'll find out. So I go into this store. And there's, in its glory, a neon light of Fat Tire for $100. And I look around. There's Leinenkugel.
You said there's Brooklyn
bar
stools?
There was Brooklyn bar stools.
That's cool.
Brooklyn neon lights. Like, all this shit. I look at the kid. I'm like...
Brooklyn Brewing, by the way, not Brooklyn.
I was like, do you realize the gold mine that this is? And he looked at me
like,
serious.
Nobody buys this
he
shit.
Said, nobody buys this.
That's where they're located. No wonder.
There are beer snobs up there, but not... Like there is in
right.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's the BMC crowd.
Yeah,
if you don't know that, it's Bud Miller Coors.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little acronym for us beer snobs.
So this kid told me that the only thing that they're really selling is Schlitz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They had like banners, like beer banners. So it was like Schlitz. There's like all old school stuff.
Right.
I was really hoping to find like a Kohler Brewing, which that would have made my day.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's like, no, everything's 50% off. We're closing.
Dude.
Oh.
If you would have called me, I would have drove out there and just loaded up.
Well, that's
up.
The thing. It was during Christmas. So, of course, you know, I already blew my Christmas load on buying Christmas.
I blew my Christmas load.
On getting Christmas presents. And they had these other things, too, which I might end up ordering for us. They had those plastic.
What's the name of the store?
Oh.
You didn't mention that, so.
I got to find it. It was like.
We'll post it as a link to the show notes.
I'm sure I have it somewhere in our message history because we were chatting while I was out there. And they had the plastic pimp cups.
Oh, dude. So, he sent me fucking phone pictures of these. They're so SIDT. They got SIDT written all over, especially for our malt liquor shows.
So what I'm thinking is.
Which we need to know.
Yes. I might be. I might order one. Or order a bunch of them and then give them out as gifts from SIDT. But
they're fucking great.
You're going to have to earn one. So if I can get my hands on these, it's a fun novelty thing to have.
They're awesome.
Oh, I laughed my ass off. I actually called them and said.
Think the grill for your teeth on a beer mug.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly
on
what
on a
it
chalice.
Like. So I called Sick Puppy and I said, dude, I just found the gold mine for giveaways for SIDT. And the kid heard me. And he's like, well, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, we have an internet radio show. We have a podcast about beer.
We do?
I guess. We have like 4 listeners. Mark Peterson and like two or three more. Clark and
right.
I don't know.
4,000.
Oh, and Dom. So, and me. I subscribe.
Yeah, there's a bunch of us.
And he's
continue.
Like, oh, he's like, well, if you could get back here tomorrow, I'll give you even a bigger discount on this stuff. Well, of course, family stuff happened. I couldn't get back there
right
in time.
Right on, dude.
But he gave me the URL or the web address to go to and buy this stuff. So I've got to find it. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, because I want that too, man.
So
definitely.
I'm not going to post a link to the store because I want to buy the stuff so you guys don't buy and go, well, I'm not going to fucking enter the contest.
He's hoarding it.
Yeah, I'm going to hoard it. But as we were leaving, I also stopped at this six-pack shop on my way through Pungsey, and I found probably the most unique beers. Like, shit, we can't get in Pittsburgh.
Awesome.
So I picked up, I stocked up on some beers, and those will be for a future show. We're trying to figure out how we're going to work this in.
He hasn't even told me what the beers are yet.
And I'm not going to tell him, just because it has to be a surprise. So if anybody wants to get together for a malt liquor show, there's a couple guys I'm going to call.
Oh, so they're malt liquors.
Well, there's a couple malt liquors in there. Of course it's malt liquor. Dude, it's Pungsey. Come on. Although that's where intern Nick is from. So I can't dog it too much because he doesn't really drink the malt liquors.
Yeah, but you can dog it. You can dog it. Nick.
Yeah, I can always talk intern Nick. That's what he's here for. He's my bitch.
Exactly, brother.
And he's, you know what? He's got a blazing fast internet connection at home. So if he's listening to our show, he's going to go, son of a bitch. I'm going to drive to his house and kick his ass. Well, if he can find me now.
Yeah, no doubt.
But still, yeah, we got a bunch of cool shit. So we got another beer.
All right, man. We're going to pause for a second so we can rinse out our beer glasses for the next beer because they're not going to mix well.
No.
Be right back.
BRB.
And we're back. Did you miss us?
Yeah,
no, I thought so.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
I didn't miss you.
You know, the power of editing, we were gone like, I don't know, three-fourths of a second.
Fuck, you're right across the table from me, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Beer number three, my friend.
Coming to us from BigFoamyHead.com. The
great
Ricky
website.
Dickey. The Ricky Dickey Show.
It's from Rick from Big Foamy Head. Moved out to Colorado, that lucky bastard.
Good brews and barbecue, Big Foamy Head.
Yeah.
It's the beer talking. One of the other reasons, too, why I love Big Foamy Head, well, first of all, we love it because of the beer.
Oh, dude.
They got great music.
Great guys, man.
I love the barbecue.
Barbecue.
Oh, Rick has really helped me out. I should say Rick and Dick have both helped me out with kind of stepping up my game with barbecue every year, and we trade recipes back and forth, and I mean,
yeah, and Rick's helped me out with the homebrewing since I just got back into it after, an eight-year hiatus. So he's been giving me tips and sending me emails, along with Clark as well.
Some of the tricks that they've taught me from their countless, contests that they've gone to.
Right,
Ribfest and everything is, it's totally stepped up my game, and I love it. And hopefully someday I can actually enter a contest or go down and see these guys while they're
right on, man.
While they're working, because I can only imagine the buffet that they have. And then the buffet of ribs.
Hey, dude, I really want to get to this fucking beer, so...
Chicks dig them.
Dude.
No, I'm Spoon.
I get it.
Pa-dump, bump! Okay, sorry.
Ugh. Anyway, Rick from Big Dummy Head, when he moved out of Colorado, I was like, dude, you got to send me some 1050. 1050, to you guys that don't know, 1050, I should say. It's an imperial style from Oscar Blues Brewery out of Lyons, Colorado. Great fucking brewery. They're one of the pioneers of putting craft beer in a can, which is killer.
And if you
in da can,
we
as
never,
they say.
That's right. We never put that on our anniversary show. That's an outtake. When we tried to shotgun one of those cans.
Oh, yeah. That went horribly wrong.
The thing blew off.
Yeah. Well, that was that piece of shit fucking...
The bottle, whatever.
Shotgun thing. Which I didn't know where the fucking thing's at anymore. Who cares?
You know what?
It's a piece of shit.
Don't
buy it.
That's probably a good thing.
The shotgun bottle opener. Don't buy it. It's a piece of crap.
Now, for you frat guys out there.
Use a screwdriver like any other good redneck would.
Yeah, or old school beer drinkers know about, popping the hole in the side of the can and shotgunning a beer. Do not use their cans. There's a reason why these cans work for craft beer and why they don't work for shotgunning beers.
Right on.
Do not. Well, if you do it, send us a video because I want to watch this shit blown up in your face. It does not work.
Fucking A.
If you get to work, well, then whatever. Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
Sick Bubba would say.
Half baked, fully roasted on this can. And it says, and Spoon, there's another part of this can. I want to see if you can actually read it and pronounce it. Cross-eyed cyclopean and what?
Shit, wait.
It's on the front. Cross-eyed cyclopean. And what?
Cancupiscent.
Cancupiscent. I don't know what the fuck that... I'll have to look that up later.
C-A-N-C-U-P-I-S-C-E-N-T. Kent's Kispisprint. Anyway, this is affectionately known as 10W50, you know, i.e. 10W-50 motor oil. Because it's blacker than shit.
You kill me, dude.
You want to talk about the beers, man?
I love watching trying to pronounce some of these words. Here's the funny thing.
You looked it up, didn't you?
I just did a search on it, and the only two links for it go to beer or go to the site for 1050.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, that's funny. All right. But Sick Puppy digresses.
Yes, I do, because I really want this fucking beer.
Well, Oscar Blues has released a seasonal beer for the winter months. 1050.
Fiddy, F-I-D-Y. 1050.
10W-50.
Yeah, 10W-50.
1050 Imperial Stout is a titanic wonder of stout, immensely vicious, and loaded with deep... Yeah, sorry.
That's viscous, by the way.
Is it viscous?
Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
The beer that I spilled on my sheet here.
Yeah.
Because smeared, I'm looking, I'm like, I think that's vicious.
Viscous.
Okay.
Not vicious.
Yeah.
Continue.
And loaded with neck-deep flavors of chocolate, malt, coffee, cocoa, and oats.
Oh.
It's the beer equivalent. Now, you're going to love this. It's the beer equivalent of decadently rich milkshake made with Whoppers.
Whoppers.
Malted milk. Yeah, malted milk balls.
And I like malted balls.
And heaven's best chocolate ice cream. 1050 is about 10% alcohol by volume and is made with enormous amounts of two-row malt, chocolate malt, roasted barley, flaked oats, and hops. 1050's huge but comforting flavors hide a whopping 98 IBUs.
Damn.
Jesus. Yeah, that's a lot for an Imperial Stout.
Yeah.
That are definitely tucked underneath the beer's mountains of malty goodness.
Yeah, when they said about 10%, what I thought was interesting, I was reading that they had an actual lab test the alcohol content. The brewery has had the ABV tested at a lab, which actually came out to 9.4%.
Yeah, well, you know what? Just like Aramark does with the drink tax, they round it up.
Yeah, they round it up, brother.
Because that's how they
Gonzo roll. Beer in a can. Pack it in, pack it out.
Gonzo beer? Did somebody tell Dude Night?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's where Gonzo's been.
Since he's been missing. Right in the can, dude. 1050 Imperial Stout. This dog will hunt.
Yeah.
I thought it said hurt there for a second, but it says hunt.
Hey, you know one thing we left out?
Oh, yeah. What was that gift I gave you, jackass?
It was the yearbook from the 1979 Battle in Bucks. And one point...
Probably ain't worth the shit, but you know, I'm not a fucking baseball fan, so I gave it to Spoon.
Here's something that I found interesting in here. Home plate seats, like right now at PNC Park, are like $120, something like that. It's because, well, you get you get a catered meal, all this bullshit with
it. Yeah, whatever, it's still baseball.
In 1979, $6.
Jesus. I can remember my parents taking me to Pirate Games when I was a kid, man. The Peanut Heaven seats were like $2.
Yeah, up there in the sixth level of Three River Stadium.
I think when I found out that I needed glasses because I couldn't see the fucking game way up there.
All right.
Open it up to 1050.
Oh!
Oh, dude, you spooge. Open it slow.
Yeah, it just blew up. Hold on.
Dude, this shit is so dark. Oh. It's blacker than fucking coal.
Now we know why they put 10W50 on there.
It looks thicker than whale shit.
Oh,
Don't ask me how I know how thick whale shit is.
Yeah, it's all over my laptop now.
Nice.
Do you have a napkin or something around?
Hold on. I'll get you one. Let me pour.
Oh. You know, when I turn this thing back into IT... And they wonder why these are all sticky. Work
laptop and an SIDT, so that's dumb to begin with.
Oh, here's what's funny is they're going to say, why are the keys all sticky? And most people would laugh.
Born.
Most people would think that, but our IT group would go, dude, you're drinking beer by your laptop again, weren't you? And those guys from work now know that I use the company one here.
Yeah, they don't listen.
It's
to
the only
anyway.
One that boots up right now. All in the name of science.
Science.
Science!
You blinded me with science.
There we go. Yeah, look how... Wow, that like takes the paint right off of there. I'm wondering what it's going to do to my liver. Holy shit, look at that. I'm all sticky. Ah, all right. Holy shit, is that dark.
I don't know, you know, getting over the flu, I don't get much of an aroma out of that at all, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe it's just me.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting a little chocolate smell,
maybe.
It seems
extremely malty.
Oh, this shit's so dark.
All right. Well, ready? For quite possibly the last beer, because Show's running kind of long.
Right on, brother.
I didn't expect a rant.
We didn't promise four beers. We just mentioned we might have four beers. Who knows?
I didn't expect a rant there.
We'll see. Yeah, no doubt. So cheers, brother. Here's to Big Foamy Head and their generous gift, the 1050 Imperial Stout from Oscar Blues Brewery.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Holy coffee and chocolate.
If that's not a punch you in the teeth.
Dude, look at the lacing after you took a drink on the glass. It's like sticking to the side of the glass.
Oh, my God.
This shit's so thick.
See, what amazes me is this comes out of a can.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
Cans get a bad rap, you know, just because of the Big Brother beers. But
well, it's because nobody knows how to do it right. But these guys over at Oscar know what the hell is going on.
It's better for the beer because light gets in the, you know, through the glass and the bottle.
Well, you know, the first
way
time...
Way more portable for you camping jackasses that don't smoke pot.
The first time that I had any Oscar products was down at Fatheads.
It's the first time, really?
Well, it was like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And the bartender said, "Do you like hops?" I'm like, "Yeah, I like hops." He's like, "This is this new stuff. It's Gordon." I'm like, "Okay, I'll try
one I didn't like out of the can, wasn't it?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one you didn't like out of the can.
Yeah.
So I tried it, and I'm like, "Oh, my God, this is a great IPA." He's like, "You want to know what? They put this in cans." You got to be kidding me. I forget the bartender. The bartender is the dude that has the arrogant bastard on his leg.
Yeah.
That guy.
Logo on the back of his calf.
I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." He's like, "No, we just got the stuff in." And dude, he's like, "Let me tell you, this is great IPA." I couldn't believe it. And then, of course, until we went to start going to Three Sons, there was no way for us to get this stuff.
Well, if our regular listeners remember, Oscar Blues is what we did the Beer Hunter video episode with.
Old Chubb.
Old Chubb, 8% Beer Hunter game.
Yeah, I believe that was episode 5, Beer
Holy
Hunter.
Shit, you remember that?
Yeah. I do our stats, that's why I know that.
Yeah.
I know a lot of this stuff just because they look at the stats all the time.
Oh, this is an incredible beer. If you get your hands on some 1050, highly recommended by Sick Puppy.
Fitty.
1050.
Fitty.
Fitty. F-I-D-Y.
Imperial Stout. This dog will hunt.
This dog will hunt.
I like that.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, you know what? I think that's a great way to end the show is with
With a stellar beer.
That's
three
great.
For three this show, dude. Awesome beers.
You know what? The last few shows that we've done, it's we've been pretty much dead on with everything that we've had.
Yeah, I might actually have to step up and chug a really good one just to keep our fans happy that like to see us chug or hear us chug.
They can hear us chug. Yeah. We'll make you think that we're chugging, but we're not. You don't chug an Imperial Stout.
Yeah, fuck that. This is meant to be enjoyed.
I dig it, though. I think it's a very delicious beer.
Yeah, it's awesome. So a little recap. We had the Three Floyds Dreadnought, number one.
Not bad.
Not bad. The least favorite of the evening.
Didn't live up to the potential that we saw in it, but it was still a good beer.
And then we had the Three Floyds Brewdew Harvest Ale, which is incredible.
Love that beer.
You know, 5.5% ABV. Basically, they describe it as an American IPA. And finally, the Oscar Blues 1050.
1050.
1050. If you like dark beers, you'll love this one. So check it out. And on that note, you got anything else, Spoon?
I think that's pretty much it. Go to our store, of course, the Late Night Pimpings. Go buy our shit. Go to Wear Pittsburgh, WEAR, Pittsburgh.com. Pittsburgh does have an H on it. And check out the stuff that Mikey Wojcik has up there for sale.
Pimping the Woy.
Yeah, we're pimping the Woy. And buy some of the stuff. It's pretty cool. Who knows? We're in talks. You might see some SIDT swag coming up on there.
Yeah, never know. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Say no more.
Yeah, and we do have a big announcement coming up. I don't know which show we're going to announce it.
Right, right.
But we have a very cool gig coming up.
Yeah, look forward to kick-ass things from SIDT.
Who would have thought it was going to be us?
Yeah, fucking A, dude.
Oh, yeah, it's very cool.
In your face, celery.
In your face, man, candy. Yeah, you guys will see what's coming up. We've been in talks. We got some pretty cool shit going on the side.
Yeah, 2008 is going to be a phenomenal year for SIDT. I can't even say
it. You can't even say our name.
It's the cold. It's the flu in me. SIDT.
But Sick Puppy's always saying, step it up. Kick it up a notch. And, well, in 2008, we've already started with that.
Yeah, brother.
Actually, we got two announcements coming up. One of them is a definite that we have coming up, and then there's another one that's we're still planning.
Right.
And you guys are going, well, what the fuck is it? Well, I'm not going to tell you yet, but it's going to be very,
suspense
very
is
cool.
Killing you, isn't it?
I really want to talk about it, but I can't.
I know.
We can't.
Yeah, until it happens.
Damn.
Right.
But once we do, yeah, we're going to have a special contest for listeners and stuff. It's going to be very cool.
So
we're going to go to a level that
keep
I don't think any other Pittsburgh podcast has gone to yet. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, play it by ear. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Anyway, this has been Sick Puppet.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
For another episode of SIDT.
Number 31.
DrinkThat.com, all that crap.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Right on. On a final note, I'd like to thank the guys from Big Foamy Head and the Good Beer Show, Jeffrey T. All that good shit. Blah, blah, blah. Thanks, thanks, thanks.
And listen to our new boy, Jared Griffith.
Yes, definitely.
Check him out.
You know, if you didn't catch that and if you're too lazy to rewind, he will be at Mulaney's Harp and Fiddle in Pittsburgh on January 24th from 8 to midnight. And that's 2329 Penn Avenue in Pittsburgh, PA.
15222.
And his website?
PittsburghIrish.org/Griffith.
And Griffith is G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H.
Yes, not Griffin, Griffith.
Right on.
So. All right, man. Let's finish up these beers and let's start a little
after party time. Yeah.
Who knows? There might be a video coming out of this. We don't know yet.
Yeah. Depends how drunk we get. All right. We out.
Bitches.